What really happens when we die? Welcome to The Truth in 3 Minutes by Bible Adventism. In just 3 minutes, we'll open the scriptures, let the Bible speak for itself, and discover present truth for today. Let's begin. Today's question is one that every human being will eventually face. What really happens when we die? There are many beliefs about death. Some believe that at death, an immortal soul immediately leaves the body and continues living consciously somewhere else. Others believe the dead can communicate with the living. But instead of beginning with tradition, philosophy, or personal experience, let us begin with the Bible. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Notice carefully what the Bible says. God formed man from the dust of the ground, God gave him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The Bible does not say that God placed an independently conscious soul inside Adam. It says Adam became a living soul. So what happens when a person dies? Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7 says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." Death reverses the process of life. The body returns to the dust, and the life given by God returns to its giver. But is the dead person still consciously thinking, watching, speaking, or communicating with the living? Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 5 gives a direct answer. "For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything." This helps us understand why the Bible repeatedly describes death as a sleep. When Lazarus died, Jesus said in John chapter 11, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." Then Jesus plainly told his disciples, "Lazarus is dead." But if death is a sleep, when does the awakening take place? This is where the Bible gives us tremendous hope. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16 says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." There is the Christian hope. Jesus is coming again, the dead in Christ will rise, families separated by death will be reunited, and God's people will be forever with their Lord. This is also why understanding death matters spiritually. If the dead are asleep awaiting the resurrection, then supposed messages from deceased loved ones must not automatically be accepted as coming from the dead. Isaiah chapter 8 tells us where we must turn instead: to the law and to the testimony. Our safeguard is the word of God. Death is an enemy, but it will not have the final word. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." That is the truth. That is the promise. And that is our hope. If you would like to examine this subject more deeply, download the free Bible Adventism workbook, What Really Happens When We Die. Study the scriptures for yourself, answer the study questions, and discover the biblical teaching concerning death, the soul, spiritualism, and the resurrection. Thank you for listening to The Truth in 3 Minutes by Bible Adventism. Study the Word, follow the truth, and let the Bible prepare you for what is coming.